This is the Married to the Road podcast with your hosts, Larry and Angie Baum. Married team truckers who will share with you the latest trucking news, share stories of life out on the road, their crazy road dogs, and how they are giving back to the trucking community with their Treat a Trucker campaign. Sit back, relax, and listen into Married to the Road. Keep your eyes on the road and your ears on us.
Welcome, my roadies. You are listening to the Married to the Road podcast. I am your host, Angie Baum, and I do this podcast with my husband, Larry. We are team truck drivers who drive all across the country and share our lives over the road with you guys, our listeners, who we affectionately call our roadies. We want to invite you to come on in and listen to our latest podcast episode. And don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook and TikTok, Married to the Road, and also on Instagram, where we are Married to Road. And don't forget, every Wednesday night, you can listen to our radio show called Tail Lights with the Bombs. It's every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central on TNCRadio.live. Again, every Wednesday night, you can listen to our radio show, Tail Lights with the Bombs, on TNCRadio.live. And our latest new adventure is we have a Trucking True Crime podcast. You heard that right. Trucking True Crime Stories is our new podcast called Trucking True Crime Podcast. And you can listen to that wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Again, we want to thank you so much for being a part of Married to the Road podcast. Grab your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and let's join the story. Treat a Trucker is a campaign that Larry and I started back in March. Our sole purpose was to try to provide a meal for a truck driver in need. So many truckers during the COVID crisis were having a hard time finding restaurants that were open. And we also wanted to thank them for working during this year that has been so trying for so many truck drivers. We give out Denny's and Subway cards with a value of $10 to help the truck drivers get a meal and just to tell them thank you and let them know that we appreciate them for keeping America rolling. Especially with the holiday season come up, we would really love to give out as many gift cards as possible. If you are interested in providing a free meal for a truck driver to say thank you, we encourage you to visit our Facebook page, Married to the Road, and click on our fundraiser to make a donation today. Any amount will help, and we will be sure to post all photos of all the truck drivers that we help. Be sure to check there also to see the other 450 truck drivers that we have gifted free meals for since March. Don't forget to visit us at Married to the Road. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Married to the Road podcast. I'm your host, Angie, and I'm here with Larry.
Sup, peoples?
Sup.
Sup.
So we're down for the weekend. We thought we were going to be locked up in jail all weekend, but we weren't.
Nope, they locked up our trailer instead and released us. They wouldn't even let us stay there.
They're no. Like,
all right, give us your trailer and go. Get the flock out of here, man. It's like, where do we go?
Yeah.
So researched on the Google Maps and found us a little nice little place here to sit for the weekend.
And we should probably tell everybody, it wasn't really jail, but sometimes when we do deliveries on the weekends, we have to sit at the places that, how do I put that?
Safe haven.
A safe haven. Yeah. And normally when we have a safe haven, they let us stay with our trailer. And so we just kind of hang out in a remote place for the whole weekend, which is fine because we have our truck and we always make sure that our truck's stocked up. But this time when we got there, they said, your trailer can stay, but you can't.
Yeah. So we stocked up before we went there because this is the first time we ever got kicked out.
We were denied.
Denied. Rejected. So, now, there's one place up in Washington that's really nice. We drop our trailer in jail, and they have this like little RV lot for the truckers that drop their trailers and hang out for the weekend. And it, that place is amazing. I mean, it has electric hookup, it has a water hookup, and it's right on a lake.
Yes.
Or is it the ocean?
No, it's definitely a lake.
It's a lake?
It was beautiful, though.
Yeah.
I think we thought at first when we were up there that it overlooks Canada, but...
I could see Canada from my balcony.
Yes.
But nope, it was just another peninsula of Washington.
So we wound up staying in like a little shopping plaza, but it was actually really nice because...
I got Winchell's donuts.
He got Winchell's donuts.
Oh
this
my
morning.
God, I haven't had Winchell's forever.
Now, is this just like a California chain?
Yeah, we've gone all over this country, and California is the only place I've ever seen a Winchell's. Winchell's donuts.
I have to admit, we got them a couple years ago, and I couldn't really eat donuts at that point because it was not long after my surgery, so I really didn't get to enjoy it. But I had quite a few little donut holes today. Oh my God, they're addicting.
They're so good, aren't they?
And they're open 24 hours. We may have to go back and get some
more.
They're
like butter.
They're so good.
Buttery.
I have to say they're way better than Krispy Kreme. And Krispy Kreme, in my opinion, was one of the best donuts, but these are even better.
Yeah, these are amazing.
So, and then the little shopping center has got a grocery store, so we were able to go and get groceries.
Albertsons.
I've never been to one before.
I think that's a California thing, too.
Yep. And then it had your most favorite restaurant ever as far as fast food goes. Panda. So you had Panda Express last night.
Yeah, well, we get Panda everywhere.
Wait, I know. You're like, how are you not getting tired of Panda? Every time we stop somewhere, let's order Panda.
I love Panda.
He does. But then
we... teriyaki chicken. Now they have that new shrimp thing I think I want to try.
Oh, yeah, we should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and I also had an AutoZone, so you went there and got some supplies for the truck.
I got some truck supplies from AutoZone. Yes, I did.
And you got a haircut.
I got a haircut, and you got your nails done.
I got my nails done. So they have, like, everything.
They are very beautiful, by the way.
They are. Okay, that was quite an ordeal. So
the lady that worked on you first, she's new.
Yes, her name was Jessica.
So she didn't really do a good job. But well, she tried.
Yeah, she tried.
She did a good job on your nails, but the intricate work that you wanted, the little flowers painted on.
Yes.
That, the boss had to do.
So I tried to get my nails, I don't know, I started a couple months ago, and people on TikTok really started liking my nails because I have different designs. And I never used to ever splur for that because it's like $10 extra to have a design put on your nail. But Larry's like, no, he goes, you hardly ever spend money yourself, get a design. So now every time I go, I try to pick out, you know, a rather easy design. Well, today I picked out cherry blossoms, which I thought was easy, but... Anyway, so she tried really hard. She tried three times. She couldn't get to look the way she wanted. So she went to the boss man, who was very grumpy, might I add. He didn't like the fact that he had to quit watching his TikTok videos to come over and do my nails.
When I walked in there after you were in there for about like 20 minutes and I came back and checked after I went to AutoZone, he was sleeping in a chair.
Oh, that's probably why, because you probably had to wake him up to finish my nails.
Yeah, he was sleeping.
Oh, Lord. So anyway, he did a really good job. I posted a picture up on Married to the Road. They're really pretty, just little cherry blossoms. And then, so I get done with my nails, and I told Larry, well, I tried calling him. He didn't answer.
I was walking the doggy.
Right, which I didn't know, because I went into the grocery store, because I had to pick up just a few things. And I'm walking down the aisle, and I'm trying to remember what the hell I was going in the grocery store for the first place. And all of a sudden, I feel like somebody's, like, behind me. You ever get that feeling, like, the hair in the back of your neck stands up? And I turn around, and it's you, and you're walking with Bandit in a grocery store.
Bandit was at your feet.
I know. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to have a dog in here. But there was other people that had their dogs in there, too.
I was going to do it until they kicked me out.
Yeah, but you weren't the only one. I'm like, I guess
Nova,
it's a California thing.
I was going to bring Nova in.
Oh, God. Everybody would have loved all over her.
Oh, when I was walking Nova, I got a lot of compliments.
Oh, gosh. So we do have kind of a cool thing for you guys today in today's show. You're actually not going to hear too much from Larry and I because for our Trick or Tales segment today, we have a special guest.
Door in. Not door out. Door in.
We actually met Door in right after we started Treat a Trucker. We were
she at... She had been like the first 10 we did.
Probably, yeah. We were at a pilot in Albuquerque... Or no. Amarillo, Texas. We were a pilot in Amarillo, Texas. And she was a couple fuel islands over from us, and she was in a FedEx truck. And at that point, we're like, every time we saw a FedEx truck, we tried to gift them because we also drove for FedEx at that time.
At that time, we were FedEx ground.
Yeah. So I told Larry, I said, go over there and give her a gift card. So he went over, introduced himself, gave her a gift card. Immediately, she started following us on Facebook. And from then on, we just always kept in contact. And we've been friends ever since.
Yep.
So, which is one of the cool things. And we try to tell you guys all the time that even though we do treat these truckers out there and we've gifted almost 2,400, a lot of them we still keep in contact with. And she's one of them.
Yes, a lot of them.
So, but about 6 months after we met Dorian, like I said, we kept in touch with her. She had a really horrific accident. So today in Trucker's Tales, she's going to talk to you a little bit. And I am going to put the photos up because she said I could put the photos up, showing you the photos of her horrible accident and where she's at today and how things are going. And it's a good story because, you know, this could be all, this could affect any of us out here on the road. We, you know, any of us could be going through what she's currently going through. And she's lucky that she survived. And she's lucky your sister survived.
It was a horrific crash.
Yeah. I do have to say, I'm very grateful because Doran has an amazing family. She has amazing daughters. And her family is very close-knit. And through the whole thing, she was posting updates and photos and stuff. And you could just see the love of her family. I mean, her family has what has really helped her and her sister overcome this horrific accident. So we're hoping the best for her. And
I hope you enjoyed the story.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's a real sweetheart. She's like one of the most memorable tree of truckers we've ever had.
Yes.
Probably because we still keep in contact with her. That and she's Hawaiian and she's absolutely gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
She is. So...
And she's single.
Yeah, she's single and looking. And she lives in California, if anybody's interested. And if you're a trucker, that's just a bigger bonus. She wouldn't mind riding on the truck with you because, hey, she could team drive with you.
And she still has her CDL.
Yep.
And we'll let her tell you in the story, but she's about ready to get back on the road.
She's going to kill us after this podcast. Sounds like we're pimping her out. I'm so sorry. Anyway.
Swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. Whatever that means.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll have our trucker's tale today with Doran.
And as usual, keep your eyes on the road and your ears on us.
TNCRadio.live, Transportation Network Channel. TNCRadio.live provides commercial truck drivers up-to-the-minute details that they need to be safer, smarter, and more successful out on the road. TNCRadio.live does this by providing accurate and timely traffic, weather, news, and entertainment via a driver design programming throughout the broadcast days. So if you spend your days and nights driving the highways of North America, then TNCRadio.live is for you. And hey, you may even hear Larry and I on there. We have our Wednesday night show called Taillights with the Bombs on TNCRadio.live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. And you may even hear me occasionally Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 in the morning with a morning grind doing the weather. So please be sure to visit TNCRadio.live. You can listen on your laptop or phone or download the app through your favorite app store. Again, TNCRadio.live. Welcome back, everybody. So I'm back with a couple news stories for you. So unfortunately, we did see another trucking company close its doors this week. This news article can be found on freightwaves.com. It's a North Carolina trucking company. It says that they notified over 200 drivers, employees, and mechanics on Tuesday that after 11 years, it was going to be ceasing operations as some of its major customers demanded massive rate and volume concessions. FreightWorks Transport LLC, who's been doing business over the last 11 years, known as FreightWorks Transportation and Logistics, employed about 140 drivers, according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's website. In a video message that was posted for employees and drivers, the Vice President of Operations of FreightWorks said that the most honorable path that we can take for the benefit of our employees, our customers,
and other stakeholders in an orderly closing of the company. So from everything that I'm reading, they are assuring all of their drivers that they will get them home safely. They are also going to make arrangements for the drivers to either take the trucks back to the yards or to take them to their homes while they try to figure out how they're going to get all the trucks back. And they have said that they will not cut off fuel cards and they will not leave any trucks or truckers stranded on the roads. And they will make sure that the truckers get paid for their last bill of freight. So, sad to see another trucking company go under. Unfortunately, it is a sign of the times right now with the high freight costs. So this is another story which this guy must have been having just a really bad day. So this happened in New Hampshire. This story can be found on CDL Life. And it's talking about how a trucker had two accidents back to back and then decided to try to flee. So I guess a semi-truck driver was arrested and his truck was placed out of service in New Hampshire on Tuesday, following a couple of crashes and a couple of attempts to flee from law enforcement. So from what I understand, the police were called to a business on Maple Street in Hopkins about 11:15 p.m. on March 7th after receiving a request for assistance. So when the police showed up, they found a Jermaine Eubanks, age 42, of Tolan, Connecticut, attempting to drive off. When he attempted to drive off, he wound up striking a cement pole and an exit gate. Then he caused a second crash. The second crash resulted in significant property damage and caused the front axle of the trailers to become disconnected. Troopers said that Eubanks then decided to try to flee on foot. Eubanks was eventually apprehended by the HPD officers and arrested for reckless driving, reckless conduct, and conduct after an accident. Additionally, several motor carrier violations were observed on the truck, resulting in the vehicle being placed out of service. So, I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't sound like he had a very good day. Now, out of really cool news, this also comes from CDL Life. MoDOT, who is the Missouri Department of Transportation, announced that this week they're going to be shutting down two rest areas permanently. They will reopen back in fall of 2023. But what's really cool about it is they're going to be tearing down these rest areas and turning it into more parking for commercial parking. It says the Missouri Department of Transportation is shutting down two rest area locations next week for construction to convert them into commercial parking facilities. On the morning of Thursday, March 16th, MoDOT is permanently going to close the southbound Platte County I-29 and Clinton County I-35 rest areas. The closures do include all the parking. During the closures, the crews are going to remove the current rest area buildings, add additional commercial vehicle parking, and vault toilets. This is a $3.8 million project, and it is expected to be completed by October of 2023. It says, when truckers can't find parking off the road, they resort to parking on the interstate access ramps, and this creates a safety hazard. By converting the rest areas to truck parking, we're able to meet the needs of commercial vehicles while decreasing the costs associated in the renovation and upkeep of our traditional rest areas. So all I have to say is, good for you, MoDOT. I think that's awesome. It says that they will keep the other 14 rest areas and 24 truck-only parking sites open in Missouri, so they're just closing those two rest areas. So I just thought that was awesome. That's one of the things we talk about the most is truck drivers is just not having enough available safe parking. And it's nice to see that MoDOT's trying to do something about that. From my understanding, these two rest areas are not used that often. So the fact that they're tearing them down just to convert them into more commercial truck parking, I thought was just an awesome idea. And hopefully more states are going to jump on board with that. So that's the latest on our trucking news. Would you like to advertise your small business or your Facebook page? Does it have to do with the trucking industry? Contact Larry or myself today to see how you can get your commercial added to our podcast today. Just contact us at married2road@gmail.com or you can contact us on Facebook at Married to the Road. Again, if you would like to have your business advertised in our podcast, please contact us by email at marriedtoroad@gmail.com or contact us through Facebook at Married to the Road. Thank you, everyone. Okay, guys, so we want to welcome you into the Married to the Road podcast. Today, we've got a very special guest with us for our Trucker's Tales. We've got a lady that we actually met a couple years ago. Her name is Doreen, and I'm going to let Larry tell everybody how we actually met her.
It was about 3 years ago at a truck stop. We were with FedEx Ground at that time, and she was at FedEx Ground at that time. And we were doing a Treat a Trucker program. We just started doing it. And I saw her two stalls over. And I went over there and I gifted her. And I asked her, I said, what's your name? And she goes, it's Doreen. Not door out. Doreen. And from then on, we've been friends ever since.
Welcome in, Doreen. I just kind of wanted to give you a chance. Because when we had met you, you were actually teaming with your sister with FedEx Ground. And so I thought I'd kind of give you a chance to introduce yourself and how you got into trucking and what's going on with you lately.
Okay, so my name is Doreen, and I appreciate you guys so much, Angela and Larry. We did meet at a pilot in Texas. And I have been driving for about 7 years, almost 8 years now. And me and my sister would team for the last, 3 years. I'd say it would be 3 years if we were still driving, I guess. But and my story is that we got in an accident on January 1st of 2021. It was the first big storm of Texas.
That was a horrible accident.
Go ahead.
That was a horrible accident too. The photos that you sent was just, it was so scary.
I'm so glad both survived that.
Me neither. It was an act of God. So, I was sleeping in the sleeper, and we went, I drove through the eye of the storm. We drove to, how it started out was we were getting loaded over there up there in City of Industry. And one of our airbags were out in our truck, and then my older sister called. She said, did you guys know that there's a storm? And this is a route that I'm usually not on because I have a dedicated Amarillo route. So it was something that I wasn't supposed to be on. And I had a feeling that day, and I, when it said 100% storm on the 10 and the 20, and I thought, that's really weird because, it's always better weather. So I tried to get FedEx to reroute us. That somehow, or call off the load or something, because we were just going to go from here to Junction, Texas. And and then they said, my sister said it was 100% snow. And so when we switched at Lordsburg, it wasn't after until I came up to that 10-20 split right over there after, what is that? Went over there. Yeah. So my head, my mind will go shoved off different places, but. El Paso. So after we passed El Paso and everything, and it was my shift, and it was the worst storm ever. I've been driving in a lot of storms, but this one was the worst storm ever. So I got us there, and then we decided, because we were butting heads with somebody from Florida or whatever, and that's where we were meeting. And so we met there. We finally met there. It took me 14 hours of what would be normally a 9 hour, about 8.5-9 hours to get from Lordsburg to Junction. And it took me 14 hours to get there.
Which tells you how bad the roads were.
Oh, they were gnarly. They were. It was just me and this other guy, and I just followed him. And even if I was to pull off on the overpass, on an exit or on an off on ramp, would it be we would have slid down it because of the ice. So, I had to trudge forward. And so we finally made it. And then we stayed the night there. And we got up, and it was a beautiful day, just like California would be. And it was sunny and everything, and got up, showered, took our time. It was January 1st. We were just going to take our time, come back, And my sister, I sat up with my sister for about 30 minutes, you know, checked out the road. I think we were like 68 miles after that, you know, and I went back to sleep. Okay, I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm showered. I'm ready. I'm just going to. And, yeah, and then I heard my sister say, we're going to crash. And I got up and I was sitting, you know, I don't even know why, because I mean, and I don't promote this to anybody. I usually don't wear the net, but I wore it that day. I don't know why, but I just did.
Thank God you did.
Oh my God, would have been a ping pong ball in that truck, you know, because just how it happened. But yeah, so I remember sitting up and just putting my head, you know, like when you do, where it has all the knobs and everything back there, when you sit up, and just putting my head there and hearing scraping. I heard scraping. And next thing I know, I woke up to my sister yelling my name frantically. You know, just yelling my name super loud. By this time, the ambulance is there. All the people are looking for me. So I was out. I don't know if I was sleeping. I don't remember a thing. The only thing I remember is scraping. I don't remember none of it.
It was probably a good thing you didn't.
Oh, I know. I know. You know, and my sister, she hurt her shoulder. So I had been ejected out of the truck about 80 to 100 feet. If you notice in the pictures, there's like this, the guardrail is just like mangled up. I was in the middle of that guardrail with everything, with every cupboard, everything was out of the back of the truck. And it had slices right behind my sister and right in front of my sister and the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And in between that little walkway right there, or that little thing right there, and the sleeper to where the... where the bed is, and it slices right in two in that truck, and the guardrail did.
Wow.
So I was ejected. So I got 7 broken ribs, 2 punctured lungs. I had a laceration on the left of my arm that I still have no feeling in. I hurt my tailbone, my heel. I had bruises from in the middle of my whole chest, all the way from the like top of my boobs all the way down to like the top of my ankles, like if something, whatever had fallen on me, however I got ejected. You want to know the crazy thing though?
What's
you
want
to know was right next to me? My purse and my phone.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
My purse and my phone are right next to me on the ground. Like, I don't know how that happened, but yeah, I got life flighted to Ozona, Texas, and that's where I was. And so I was there, and then I couldn't fly back, so we had to drive back. And and that was like 3 or 4 days later. Oh yeah, it's 7 broken ribs, I told you guys that. And so it has been a process, let me tell you, through this whole going through COVID, workman's comp. First of all, they didn't want me to go through workman's comp. Please just, we'll pay for your bills, do whatever. So when I went to the first doctor's appointment, it was like, Moses used this equipment that these guys wanted to, you know, take x-rays of me. And I was like, so I quickly, yeah, I got a lawyer just so I can get better health care.
Oh, and yeah, because that's smart.
Yeah, we didn't have insurance. I had insurance because I was paying $560 a month for my insurance. So I had it for like the first 3 months. But I tell you guys what, you know, like this whole process of workman's comp and grieving, first of all, I had to go through a loss of not working, okay? Because, I mean, I don't know how honest I can be on here, but I mean, I was a dope fiend for a lot of years. And I got my shit together 8 years ago. And that's what I wanted to do, was go out and completely something completely different. I thought, well, I'm going to become a truck driver. So it kind of saved my life because...
Absolutely. I mean, think about how far you came.
Right. And so that's my whole biggest thing right now is have I come this far to only go this far? And I'll be damned if I believe that. But, you know, like, I believe that workman's comp, and the biggest thing that I want to get out on this is I think that workman's comp is designed for attorneys, and they're designed for insurance companies. They're not designed for the injured, traumatic injury, because I've had a brain injury too, because that whole time that my sister was looking for me and yelling my name when I woke up, I was unconscious. I don't know if I was sleeping, but I was out, and it was like good, she'd say 10 minutes that I was out. So I don't remember any of it. You know, I don't remember even getting flung out of it. So either I was sleeping really hard, which I doubt, or I was knocked out, which I was. I was knocked out. So that's what they're questioning. Now they're questioning the fact that am I ever going to be able to even drive a truck again? You know, and so.
Do you still have your CDL, or because of the accident, is there a question on whether or not you can keep it now?
So I do have my CDL. I've kept that up. I've kept up my medical. I've kept up everything. You know, I've been going into these, trying to get a truck driving job now. And I'm just a little bit shy because I have this big doctor's appointment on the 23rd. Now around every corner is because they don't want to take pictures of my lungs. They don't want to do anything about my lungs. It's because they know that I smoked previously. So, but that doesn't matter because my lungs would never have been compromised if I wasn't in this accident. So these are the kind of things that come up in this whole process is they want to see previously how you lived, but during and after, okay? You know, at the point of the accident and then after the accident, which, you know, none of this would be even a big thing right now is if I didn't get in the accident initially, you know? So it always goes back to this insurance companies that are just like at every turn they denying things. They shouldn't deny anything. I'm not over here trying to say, oh, my back is fucked up and it isn't, you know, and oh, my aching neck. No, I mean, you know, I'll tell you, if I wasn't a strong minded individual, this process would have broke me already.
Oh, absolutely. And I did want to mention real quick, because some of our viewers may not understand, but a lot of times when you have a semi truck and just like in a car where you have a seatbelt, our beds in the back of the semi truck, she had mentioned about a net. And so what essentially that is like a seatbelt netting that goes over the bed.
It's a cargo net.
Cargo net. Thank you. And I know a lot of drivers do not sleep with that on because they feel that it's constricting or confining or. But, you know, thank God you did have that on you because although you did still get ejected. So it's like, I don't know. But, oh, my gosh. The pictures are just horrific. I know what you've been through. So are you like waiting on a medical release at this point to be able to?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I got one doctor saying that because I've had a couple of bouts of dizziness afterwards. Now, mind you, after coming off the truck, you know, I mean, you know, when you're in the truck and you're just going and you're off for, you know, you guys have the same schedule. You were out for 5 and home for 2, and you just get home enough to do laundry, get your meal prep, do all that, turn around, you're back on the road. So, like, there was no time for exercise or anything like that. So, I mean, I was pretty big. And through the course of this whole last couple of years, you know, I've lost over 60 pounds just because I'm trying to walk and I'm trying to do these things and I'm trying to live, you know, keep my head above water always. And my faith is what's kept me from losing my mind, I think, and just a really good support from my family. But, you know, like when you're out there used to making money and, you know, like right now my own truck is broke down and all these things, you know, I went from, making, you know, like $4,000 a month with Bourbon's comp, but now they've put it down to $1,000, but nobody wants to hire me right now. I'm damaged goods. Like they all want to release that. I've been to a couple of, interviews and they're like, well, do you have the release? And I'm like, on the 23rd, I'm going on the 23rd. And I'm having faith that this doctor is going to give me my release to go work, you know, because I don't think that it affects I know for a fact that I'm not affected as a driver, but once I relinquish that control now as me going out to a sleeper, that's a whole nother thing, you know, and would I go do that again? You know, the only reason why I would go out, go back and go and over the road and do what you folks do is to show my sister that I trust her 100%. I know my sister, my sister did everything. She did everything right. She has no fault in this accident at all. They have reviewed the the video of it, they saw she wasn't going fast. She was just listening to her her Christian music, just cruising, and she just went over a bridge. And that bridge was iced over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember that day because I remember the weather. And it was just a freak accident, you know, exactly. It was weather related, you know, nothing she could have probably done to prevent it.
Right. That's why I said there was no fault of hers from going in there. And how she said when she went over the bridge, she said she saw the trailer coming around to the left, and you know how you have that feeling when you lose all your tires, you know, with that eerie feeling, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where when your, you know, your butt just clenches and everything, and yep. It's just, you know. So she saw that trailer coming around to the left, and she said, "Oh," and she just said, "I remember, you know, me going through her head. You got to get back in front of it. Put your tractor back in front of wherever your trailer's going." And luckily, we only had. I think it might have been different if we would have had doubles that day, but we picked up a 53. So,
goodness, yeah, it could have been way worse. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It would have been way worse. Yeah. So,
what is a piece of advice you would offer for some of these new truckers that maybe are new in the industry? Is there any type of, like, now that you've gone through this experience and you've gone through the workman's comp, is there anything you would recommend? Maybe they carry a, you know, different type of insurance or something that's going to help them should they get into an accident like you did?
You know, hopefully, I mean, this is, you know, this is what I'm going to only go for when I get another driving job, is I'm going to make sure that they are fully, I've got insurance benefits. So, I mean, if there is a way that you can get your own insurance benefits and then go to your own insurance company or whatever, your own doctor, and be able to tell them, hey, look, this is a workman's comp case. And then that way your own doctor, who already knows your body and already knows everything about you, especially if you're older, already knows everything about you, because I could have easily have went to Kaiser and said, listen, I have, this is a workman's comp, but I would have had to keep paying my premium every month, and I had to pick and choose on what I can pay.
Right.
So, you know, so my advice would be just get really good insurance for yourself, and then that way, you know, make sure these companies do, because a lot of these companies don't offer insurance, and they say that, oh, we're going to give you extra. That's how my boss was. Oh, we're going to give you a little extra. You know, that little extra, that one, two pennies, that doesn't matter, because that's not, this is your life we're talking about. This is your life. So, my advice would be, get a, if they have to go through workman's comp or anything like that, you know, like as soon as you can, you got to protect your own rights, and you got to advocate for yourself in this system. You know, these guys, they're just going to keep denying. And, you know, a lot of times I've trusted the process only to come around and find out that this process is pretty jacked. It's not a good process.
Oh, it's not. Companies do everything they can to deny any of your requests because they don't want to, you know, spend money is what it comes down to. They don't care about the health of people.
I've said it a couple times to the guy, you know, when I would finally get pissed off and I'd call him and I'd say, you know, what happens if your mom was in a truck driving accident? What happens if this was your mother? Would you want your mother to be, you know, treated or denied or all these things? Because, you know, this is a real life we're talking about. And I am somebody's mother. And I am somebody's grandmother. I'm somebody's sister and somebody's, you know, all these things that I am. And first of all and foremost, I'm a human being that should be treated like as such. And it's just so... the system is so flawed, and it's just not designed for us, you know? So, I'm coming near the end of it. It's been 25 months, and I'm coming up to the end of it. And I keep thinking, oh, it's put me back a little bit because of COVID and all these things. But no, this is the process for this workman's comp. And that's what I wanted to get the word out there about. It's a really flawed system.
It really is. I wanted to ask you real quick.
Is.
You're still located in California, correct?
Yeah, I live in California.
Okay, so
if I had enough balls, I'd move somewhere, anywhere other than California.
That's how Larry feels. He was born and raised in Los Angeles, so he feels the same way. But if anybody listening to our podcast has any truck driving jobs open, please be sure to contact Larry and I, because Doran is looking. She wants to get back into trucking. If we have a company out there that, you know, is willing to, you know, possibly talk with her and see if there's an open position in your company, please contact myself or Larry, and we'll definitely put you in touch with her, because Lord knows she's been through a lot over the last 2 years.
Yeah, anybody single out there, too.
Yes, and I'm going to be posting her photo, and can I just say, we've met her in person. She's gorgeous.
No, I appreciate you guys. I love watching your guys' show. I watch your journey. I saw where it started, and I see where it is right now. I see a lot of people are reaching out. I like the fact that you walk into a truck stop and people notice you, and meet me at this truck stop because we're going to be in the area. And yeah, so I listen to you guys all the time. I watch you guys all the time.
And we absolutely love meeting people.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, I know. And you guys got the best possible relationship, and I just love how it started. And I mean, just, you know, and had the beard, you know, the gray and white. Yeah. So I appreciate you guys.
It was pink for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy.
Well, thank you so much for coming on here. And please remember, if anybody has a job opening in California, you know, get a hold of Larry and I. We'll put you in touch with her. Or if you're single, she's looking for that, too.
And let me just add, she is a beautiful hearted woman, and she is gorgeous.
And she's very intelligent, so she's not going to put up with any man's bullcrap.
Right? I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sweetheart. You be safe out there.
Thank you, Doran.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
If you're enjoying our podcast and you need just a little bit more Angie and Larry time, then we encourage you to listen to our weekly radio show. That's right. We have a weekly radio show. Every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern, you can listen to our radio show, Taillights with the Bombs. It's on tncradio.live. You can listen to us live every week on your phone or your computer by going to tncradio.live or downloading the TNC Radio app. Every week, Larry and I sit down and we interview truckers and people in the trucking industry who share their stories from over the road. So be sure to join us this Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central, at tncradio.live for Taillights with the Bombs. We want to thank you guys so much for listening to the Married to the Road podcast, and we also want to thank you for all the positive feedback we've been receiving. We truly appreciate it. As a reminder, if you would like to be interviewed in our podcast for a future episode, please be sure to contact us, because we would love to include you in one of our podcasts. And as a reminder, Larry and I started a second podcast, because yes, we're crazy. It's called Trucking True Crime Podcast. So if you are a true crime buff, then this is the podcast for you. It's all about true crime that happens within the trucking industry. And as always, you can also listen to Larry and I every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central on tncradio.live with our show, Taillights with the Bombs. And again, don't forget that we'll have another podcast up for you next Monday. So be sure to hit the follow button wherever you listen to our podcast, whether it's on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast, be sure to hit that follow button. And as always, be safe out there, guys, and we'll see you next Monday.